Blog Talk Radio.
Keep Haiti on your lips.
keep hating on your mind. And we're talking about free hating. Right now, hating needs some help. Hating needs some help. We need help. But we have to help each other do what we need to do. So I'm asking you tonight to call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that we need some help. We need some help. What kind of help we need? We need you to come in and help us with Haiti. Call your pastor. Call your minister. Call your sorority member. Those that's in college. Those that are going to college. I need you to do some serious talking to people. I know you say, well, bitch, it ain't my problem. It is your problem. We have to come together and help each other. And I just think that's what we have to do to help. Lots going on. Call a friend, call a neighbor. He said, this is what the Spirit told me. God gonna multiply the thing. That was $1 trillion spent over in Afghanistan. 20 years. $2 trillion was spent. Now the people want to come over here. What about the people in Haiti? They need help. Earthquake come back to back, flood, storm. People sleeping outdoors. People ain't got nothing to eat. And you can sit down at your table and eat a meal. You can't say nothing. I want you to come involved. Yeah, I want you to be involved with Haiti. Be involved. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them we need to help Haiti. We need to come into realization to help Haiti. Somebody you know you can call. The lawyer, the doctor. Somebody you can call. A donation of $1. And your prayer. Don't forget to pray. Your prayer will change things around. Your prayer. $1 in your prayers will change things around. If you just pray for it. I want to tell you tonight, if they can spend all that $2 trillion over in Afghanistan, bring them people to America, what about the people in Haiti? The black senators, the black aldermen, the black people of America should rise up and say, wait a minute. Send a cargo plane over there to pick the people up in Haiti that are living out in the woods, that are living under the sheets. It's time. The big lie was told to our ancestors. The big lie was told, but there's a miracle in your house tonight. That's a miracle.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it.
Praise on it. There's a miracle in this room. We talk to the name of. Glory.
Hallelujah. This is Divine Healing Night. It's Saturday night. Sunday morning from 11 to 12, we're on with the bishop. And 5 days a week, we're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 to 10. Tonight, we're talking about let's free up Haiti. Let's help Haiti. Let's get together with your dollars and nickels and help Haiti. Do what you can do at your church, with your, you know, you have to do something together. I set up a committee here in Chicago. That's the Seed of Abraham, yellowsite.com. Go to my website. That's 28909 Chicago, Illinois, 6628 USA. For those that call from Egypt, Africa, Kenya, I had many calls. There's a bishop, you're right. What I'm saying, if America can go over there and get those people, what about the blacks in Haiti? You know, we have to stop lying, because the lie, the big lie was 40 acres of mule. The big lie was, you know, they lied to the ancestors, and the children of the slave masters still lying. Congress is still lying. The Democrats still lying. They're lying about the virus. It's lie, lie, lie. But only way you can do it, I want to thank Mother Francis. Mother Francis was fixing that gumbo. That gumbo been healing people. And I talked to Pastor Edward, and she said she had a big pot of gumbo. Now, gumbo got something in it to heal people. Doctors ain't telling you that. Taking a shot. But if you stick with the ancestors, something will happen. I'm talking about the big lie. We're going to talk tonight about the lie that was told to our ancestors and been told to us in 2021. You know, Trump lied and said the virus take some bleach. He lied. And been lying, but they lied to put him in. Racism and white supremacy, that's out of Hitler's playbook. And you might think you're free. You're not free because you got a car, you got a job. You're not free until you help your brothers and sisters. They trapped them on dope, on alcohol. They trapped them in the homosexual trick. You know, here's a man saying he a girl, and here's a woman saying she's a man. That's trick. That's white supremacy. That is in order to break your race down. You know, you're getting, some of you getting booty tucked, you're getting your breast tucked, fingernails, all that. Because you hate yourself. Look in the mirror, man. Stop hating yourself. Look in the mirror, woman. Because I'm beautiful and black. So I am the mother of all life. I am the father of all life on this earth. God did it. I didn't do it. So the big lie. Let's deal with the big lie. Big lie. This is the lie. And going on.
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. But he speaketh a lie of his own, for he is lying and the father of
him. All lies come from the devil. All lies come from the devil. Get Romans 1 and 26. Because the big lie is people don't know what the big lie is. And I'm talking about tonight, the big lie. The lie been told that we was human, we weren't human. The lie told that black folks was in superior. Was told that we were demons. The white man told a lie. The lie been told to us over and over. Tonight is a full moon night. Make sure you smoke your house out, sage your house, clean your house. It's a full moon night. But I want to deal with that big lie. I'm going to put out an astro about the big lie.
The white man told a lie, and the lie been going on and on. And the big lie. And the big lie got us tired of. Now, Trump told the big lie. You know he didn't win. So people got to understand that homosexual thing is a big lie. Okay, you got Romans 1 and 26.
Romans 1 and 26 says, for this cause God gave your son to bound affection. For even their wealth is into that which is an half nature.
Now, men going against nature. The thing I want to say against nature, if nature made you a man, you're a man. If nature made you a woman, you're a woman. And there's no way you can turn that around. That's the law of God. And the lie is that I was born, God made a mistake, that's why I'm gay. God made a mistake, that's why I love men. See, that's man lie. And the lies is going to be storm, flood, earthquake. I prophesy there'll be an earthquake in Hawaii. I prophesy there'll be an earthquake in California. It's nothing coming to California. And I prophesy there'll be a flood down the Midwest. That means here in the Midwest, we're going to have, for 3 months, we're going to have terrible heat. And down south, around Texas, Freeport, Louisiana, we're going to have a lot of tornadoes. But around the coast, we're going to have a lot of hurricanes back to back. Now, you can put your money on that. Let's get that to the bank. Because that's what's going to be happening. The big lie happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Those people had Black Wall Street on Greenwood. They were doing good. The only thing they didn't do, they didn't have no guns. If they had had guns, the whole story has been told different. Some bad white boys went in and killed and murdered those people because of jealousy. That's what they did. They were jealous of those black people. That black people had homes. They had churches. They had insurance companies. They were on their way. The only thing black folks miss, you got to arm yourself. Not because you want to get nobody. White folks in America is armed. We killing each other. They wait to kill us. That's what's going on. The killing in Chicago, Detroit, black on black. Because they don't understand. They ain't got no heart. They hurt each other. They don't know that. Got the pants down low. Calling women bitches and hoes. They don't even respect their mama. They don't respect the women that brought them to the world. So they are demon children. And my thing, the big lie is the government said, I'm going to give you 40 acres and a mule. They did not do that. They gave the money to the Europeans that came in. They gave them land. They gave them college. They gave them money. They didn't give the black man money because we was already in. So the big lie is happening in 2021 and 2022. We're still under the lie, under the devil. Because the devil syndrome, the devil odor is a lie. That's what's happening with that. That's a big lie. Go ahead on. Say that again.
Because of the big lie, the world is now full of unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, it's full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, iniquity, whispering.
Now, that's I want you to read that again because that's what's happening now. I want these people to wake up because this is what's happening. The warlocks and the witches have come and took over our children, our government, you know, and the hacking that's happening. I prophesied a year ago we're going to have cyber hacks. The next thing, they're going to cut off the lights. The bridges can't go up. Because our government is not dealing with Russia like they're supposed to. They're supposed to shut Russia down. You don't need to meet with Russia. You need to deal with Russia. If that happens, we're going to send the troops over to Russia. We're going to send the army and the Navy. That's what the army and Navy pay for. That's the money we got. They're hacking and go, oh, that's all right. It ain't all right. This is evil and this is psycho warfare. We have a cyber warfare right now. Right now, they got a satellite up in the air, can shut down every car in America. They got a satellite up there to shut the brain bomb out of America. We're dealing with witchcraft on a high level. We're dealing with warlock on a high level. So the big lie is, oh, it ain't happening, Bishop, but it is happening. It's happening to you, your children dying, your husband dying, and the sickness, the virus, is crossing up these animals. That's where all this virus is coming from. Read on.
And likewise, also the men need the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another.
Oh, stop right there. Now, here's a man, healthy. His DNA, say his, I mean. Now, his DNA says he come out of male. A male supposed to meet up with a woman, but he loving a woman. He in love with a man. And it's all right. It's not all right. It's demonic and it's witchcraft at the highest level. And it's a big lie that doctors get together and say, it's all right. If you homosexual, say you a man, you got problems, that was somewhere in your DNA, in your family tree. And that's what happened. If you a woman and you in love with another woman, that's a curse or something you want to do. You live in the lie. Well, I was born this way. You telling me that Mother Nature done made a mistake? Ain't come on. If you tell me the sun don't rise, don't set. So the big lie, don't be a part of the big lie. And lots of it have tough the world. I'm a part of it. I can't do nothing about it. You can resist the Congress and the Supreme Court, along with Obama, that made this law where two women can get married, two men can get married. I've never seen two dogs get married. I've never seen two animals get married. The animals, if the animals don't do it, why are we doing it? Okay, read on.
Men with
men working, which is unseemly. Not, when it says unseemly, it means not of God. Or you can justify that. You can't justify it. It's not of divine will. It's a divine law. It's a man and woman. If you get me from that divine law, you messed up man, you messed up woman, I don't care what the law says. Ain't no discrimination there. You define the universe. You define Mother Nature. When Mother Nature made you, you was a man. When Mother Nature made you, you was a woman. I don't care what your feeling is. Your feeling is something going on in your head. You got a mental problem, and that mental problem got to be dealt with, and the doctor don't want to deal with the mental problem that's going on in America. We got people that are sick. You know, they having little children. They having animals. And they are sick because they are demonic. Those are demonic spirits come directly from hell, from the pit of hell. Read on.
And receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was me.
Now, what they're saying, oh, it's all right for me to do it. Don't criticize me. Don't you judge me. I got to judge you because DNA judges you. DNA made you a woman. DNA made you, man. I got to judge what DNA said. I got to judge if the sun rise and it set. Rise from the east, set in the west. Don't change. So if God made you a man, something going on with your DNA. If God made you a woman, something going on. It's a curse somewhere on that line. And you got to work that curse. But the medical doctors, that's normal. That's not normal. And we have bought the lie. We bought the lie that it's normal to have a heart attack. It's normal to have a stroke. That's not normal. It's normal to die at an old age. That's not normal. People in the Old Testament lived to be 100, 200, 300. But because we have accepted the lie, and the lie has took us down. The lie, the first lie, the church, that the Catholic Church, that Jesus was a white man on the cross coming from Africa, and if he's from Africa in the Middle East, he's black as fuck. But how can he be white with BTS? That's a lie. We've been taught the lie to enslave us. We've been taught the lie to hold us back. So we're dealing with the big lie. Now, you ask yourself, is you done bought into the big lie? That you looking up for God. What you looking up for God, he and you? Huh? Why you said, oh God, and when you said, Lord, forgive me, how are you going to forgive you? And you've got to do the forgiving. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. So the big lie, rock on. But now, the Bible teaches us all the Ten Commandments, Moses went and got them. How did Moses get the Ten Commandments there on the wall in Egypt? They were there before Moses and Jesus came to existence in Egypt on the wall. They're on the wall now. But the big lie the European told you, Moses went up to the mountain and God gave him and you bought the lie. You didn't do no research. What's wrong with black people that don't research? They don't research Christianity. They don't research Islam. They don't research Judaism. They don't research Buddhism. Don't insert nothing. They just accept the lie. Read on.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate.
Now, I want to say this. They said they don't want to hear that. Bishop, I want to hear what you say, because I'm gay. I know I'm gay. And I don't want to hear nothing else. You don't want to entertain when I say God, the African means Mother Nature. You don't want to accept what Mother Nature gave you. Mother Nature made you a man. What I'm going to look like getting a sex change. I still can't have no babies. Mother Nature made you a woman. What you look like grabbing down and you ain't got nothing to grab. Because you don't want to attain the divine law of God. I'm going to say it again. The divine law of God, man and woman. Now, you can put the homosexuals together, you put the racists together, you put the all that they put together, they call it LBG community. That's a lie. That's one of the big lies. We're living under a lie. And the kids are accepting the lie. And that's witchcraft. That's the devil syndrome. Right now, 2021, we're living the lie. Here, 300 people was killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and buried. And the government and the state government sent the soldiers in to kill the people and said, don't say nothing about it. Our ancestors, that's the law. Now, 100 years later, the president said, well, they did that. What you going to do about it? We need reparation. We ain't got it. Every race got reparation but the black man. The Native Americans, the Japanese, everybody got reparations, but the black folks in Tulsa ain't got nothing. They tore it down. They tore everything down and killed and shot. Now, I want to say this, and I believe what Malcolm said. If they, black 300 people had had guns, it'd have been a different story today. We'd be telling a different story if they hadn't been armed. But they peaceful people. They were trying to, they trying to live the American way. And the American government turned it back. And the state of Tulsa, Oklahoma, turned its back on black folks. And they still don't want to tell the truth. They still want to hold on to the big lie. But I want to say this. You not only took in Natchez, Mississippi, they killed black folks. Alabama, in the Delta, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, Illinois, Indiana, all over America. The blood is on the American hand because they killed black people and they trying to hold it down. That's why so much destruction going on, tornadoes and flooded back to back. California, you name the place, it ain't nowhere in America their hands ain't got blood on it. And the reason America is saved is because of black folks. Trump and his crowd and the Ku Klux Klan and the skinheads, they went to tell the White House. And then the Republicans saying, oh, did nothing happen. They living a lie. And they've been living the lie for years. They've been living the lie for a long time. They brought people from Africa and made cotton cane, made sugar cane, down in Louisiana cane, and went to Virginia and made tobacco. Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, all of them southern states made America rich. That's what the war was about. Didn't want to free the slaves. And then when they did free the slaves down in Natchez, Mississippi, they killed them by the thousands, women and children, shot them down and killed them. Never been told. Don't nobody talk about it. Blacks don't talk about it. White folks ain't gonna talk about it. So the truth, the big lie is being covered up, but we digging out all that. Read on. I'm going to stop. Read on.
Okay, God gave them over to a reprobate man.
God gave them over to a reprobate man. That means to go crazy. So we got some crazy folks out here. They're crazy in the White House. They're crazy on the streets because they've been lying, and the curse is falling on their children. Okay? The ancestors want truth and justice. My great-great-grandmama, your great-grandfather, they want the truth. They didn't lie to us, but it's coming out to us. But the boy down in Florida. Run up, jump out the car and shout because they got that demon spirit. They got that witchcraft spirit. They have no heart, no soul. They are demons and they will be destroyed by the ancestors. They will destroy their own self. They have no feeling for nobody else. Read on.
Filled with all unrighteousness.
Don't not some of it. When you talk about homosexuality, you talk about murder, you talk about hate, you talk about racism, white women. That's all that they got. They are devils. They don't want love. They don't want healing. They want you to stay under. They don't want you to come out. Read on.
Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispering.
All that's going on right now. People, get on the internet, lie. Somebody kill somebody. The Bible says all of this is evil. All of this is of the devil. This is, I want to talk about tonight, the big lie. This is the big lie. Now, you know, bitch, where this big lie started? First, when the Catholic Church at Nicaea started, they lied to us, and they lied to, in a whole lot, they enslaved us. Islam, they lied to hold us in slavery. The Jews lied to us. They lied. Now, here's American gave Jews tanks, guns, all modern technology. On the government script, them people got sticks and balls. Did you see on TV they was blowing them buildings down and they said they didn't do nothing? How are you going to defend yourself with a machine gun and a man got a slingshot? Can't be done. So it's the lie keep on the money that they give these foreign countries, they don't get to us. We in Chicago, Detroit, California, Las Vegas, Minnesota, Starving, the death of George Floyd, the death of Emmett Till, the death of America Ever, the death of all of them being shot down because the police plan to race cars and ain't nobody said nothing about it. That's evil. That's the work of the devil is in our midst now. Read on.
Backbiting, hating of God.
I'm going to change that one to that. The hating of the universe. See, when I talk about God, I'm going to talk about the universe. Hate of the universe. The hate of the truth. That lie infected them. Huh? Black men hate white, hate women. Black men hate their children because they infected with the disease of hate. And that's the devil is doing that to them. Drinking, alcohol, drugs, that's what they do. And everything you come up with something new. You get drunk. You smoke dope, crack cocaine. And the big lie, they put you in jail for nothing. That's the judicial system. That's the big lie. Oh, he in jail because I don't like him. He's a political prisoner. Now, R. Kelly in jail because of sex. He's a man. They want him to be a citizen. Bill Cosby in jail because of sex. Now, what they don't want no man to have a woman. And they in jail because of sex. Huh? Trump feeling women and doing everything. He ain't in jail. Okay? Now, Jeff Ford is in jail for life. The police that lied to put him in the jail, he dead. The state attorney that prosecuted the case, he dead. The judge that gave him the lifetime, he dead. So the same way with Larry Hoover, they dead. Now, how can these people be in jail when terrorists are bombing and killing and black men and black women in jail for nothing? That's the work of the devil. People wake up and begin to look around at your young brothers, your doctors, your lawyers. They're not killing them like they did in Wall Street, but they're killing them other ways. In the court, they give 40, 50 years. Here's a police kill a man 16 times. He get 3 years. Here's a boy shoot a girl on accident. He got 83 years. Mass murder. This is what's going on. Black on black crime got to stop. Police can't stop it. God and the ancestors going to stop the hate that's going on. Read on.
Spiteful, proudful, inventors of evil things, disobedience to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death.
Now, they said they're worthy of death. Now, what I'm saying, God going to kill them demons, all them people killing innocent folks, come in and shoot. They already dead. It's just a matter of time. They might wake up dead. All the murder that's going on over in Israel, what they did to the gods of spirit, kill them innocent women and babies. All the killing they did in the Delta. All the killing they did down in Birmingham and Atlanta. All the killing. And what goes around, come around. And I want to say, now what's happening to America, it got the payback. The big payback coming. And James Brown said, the big payback that God is turning this thing around. Stand up, black man. Stand up, brown man. White man that got sense, stand up. Those that in it, they going to go down. So it's important to understand you got to stand for your children. You can't send them to a school that's lying to you. You can't send them to a church that lied to you. You can't send them to college and it's lied to you. And you have to be able to say, wait a minute, the big lie is still going on. The school, the children going to college, should have to pay no tuition. All the taxpayer money we pay. And they sending money over to Egypt. They send money over to Israel. They send money all across the world. They tap now. They done tore up the Gaza Strip. Who got to build it? America got to send thousands of dollars to rebuild it. China, Russia, all these big corporations and big countries in this together. Russia hacking, but nobody said, oh, that's a problem. Russia doing it. Call, stop lying to the people and let them know. And the pipeline and all these big corporations is instant racism. Because if they had been doing the right, they would have been hacked no way. They're not treating the citizens of America right. And that's not happening. Read on.
They which commit such things are worthy of them. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. For so long for America to straighten up, completed his words. They did not obey, were not obeying, were paying attention, were trying to pay attention.
That's right. I feel that because of the storms and the flood, they just had an earthquake under the sea in Hawaii. I prophesied that, remember? And then they had an earthquake in California, but it's another coming to California. Then one coming right down Illinois to Missouri, right down the Gaza Strip, one coming in, one in Ohio, and one going to happen over in Russia. It ain't happened yet, but it's going to happen. God, the universe, is trying to get our attention. The big lie have been told. Dr. King talked about the big lie. And black folks don't want to know the truth. I don't want to hear about what's going on. We just can get along. How can you get along that you've been lied to? Your children have been lied to. You ain't got the right black history. You don't know your history. You don't know your religious history. You don't know where you come from. Everybody else got a town, got a country but us. You said, I'm from Africa. I ain't from Africa. That's where you come from, Africa. Your ancestors come to, that's your Native American home. Now, everybody else come to this country, they recognize they Native American home, but they don't recognize black folks Native American home. They don't really do up. So my thing is today, the big lie still rock on. And I just wanted somebody to talk about the big lie where you can see Brother, the problem is that we lie to each other. We fight and one of the things, tonight, I want them to look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror, start combing your hair, you're getting people to do your nails. They're from another country. You're buying wigs, and some people getting the booty tuck, getting the titty tuck. What you trying to do? I'm talking to black women. What you already beautiful in black. You already the number one woman. You already the mother of life. What you gonna do all that other stuff for? Oh, I know you don't want to. You know, when you get educated, get your degree, you go along with anything. Huh? And that's what happened. And Dr. Clark said, racism, white supremacy is real in America. Dr. King said, Malcolm said, Dr. Clark said, and Dr. Anderson said, racism, homosexuality is a part of the tool to keep you from being successful. That was Dr. Anderson said that. And he said, anybody, their mind can change that they in love with a bad. Okay. That's your mind. They mess with your mind. Now, what else you have to say?
I want to piggyback on what you said about them getting their plants with their breath and their, as you said, the booty stuff. And Charles, God said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God created us wonderfully made to see and set apart.
That's right.
You were created with great reverence, part of your kingdom, and respect to be and set apart. So God created us and set apart. The way
we saw
people. Amen. It's a sin to go and add all that stuff
up. It's a sin and abomination for God. Somebody lied and said, you don't look pretty because your nose too big, your lips too big, and your butt too big, and all that other stuff you need some fingernails on. And I remember when blacks wouldn't go and get the nails done and get the feet done. I remember when they wouldn't go and get weed. One lady went and bought some weed from China, and when she put it on, it was full of bugs. They had to cut it off her hair. I know one lady went down to Florida, and they put some cement in her butt. And in 3 months, it fell, and she had to have surgery. One lady put breast on, and the breast went to leak and gave her cancer. It's not good, people, to fool Mother Nature. Here's a man want to get a transplant like a woman, he still can't have no baby. It's all in your mind. It's all the lie that society is feeding you. The lie is feeding you, and your children listen to the big lie. And that's the problem, that we're embracing that we are, that's a lie. You don't look good, but God made man to be over the universe. And the black man is the father of all men, and the black woman is the mother of all women, because she's black. Ain't no other color like black. You can call red, green, all of it come from black. Okay, so it's important to understand that the black woman is the mother of all women, and the black man is the daddy of all human race. But the big lie been told to us that you're inferior, you don't look good, you're ugly, and you're not a human. This was the lie that Congress, this was the lie that was told in Washington, D.C. to the slaves and put them with the cows and the dogs and put them out in the barn. But we still survived and we still made it to this level. When you go to Egypt and when you go to where the African was at, when you go to Egypt, to the Valley of the Dead, it shows you pretty black women. Black is pretty. But we done turn away from that. Our black men are so lost. Now, I want to say this. What happened in Tulsa? They said a black man raped a white woman. And the white folk, that was the lie. The white folk went with guns and shot. The police didn't do nothing. So the state, the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, owed the people, the government, the soldiers came and killed when the soldiers, these men, had brought in the armor. Now, if the men took the Oklahoma that had gone, it would have been a different story. So I believe that you must be armed. I believe you must protect your property and your home. If you got a business, something wrong with you if you ain't got nothing to protect. I ain't talking about the police department. I'm talking about you're supposed to protect your own. You're a citizen of America. You're supposed to protect what is yours. Huh? And Malcolm said it, Dr. King said it, and I said it. Now, what else? We don't.
That was true. It's all been a cover-up. It's just one big cover-up. God created us in his own
form. And his image and his likeness. Go ahead on. So we've been able to cover up for a long time.
That's right. That's right.
That's why it's so much been happening to us and happened to us long. We have lost so much of time. We're still fighting each other. You know, the Willie Willie Listen letter they put for us, it's always been something to keep us from rising. And then, like they said, Black Lives Matter. Black life don't matter. Black power matter. Black life don't mean nothing. But black power. I mean, you got the power to build your home. You have the power to go to school, to college. You have the power to have the land, the farm. See, everybody now, you wonder why. How come white folks got all the land? Because it was gave to them by Congress. They was gave land in Oklahoma. They was gave land in North Dakota and South Dakota. It took land from the Indians and gave it to the white folk from Europeans. The Europeans, didn't no Indians come to kill them black folks. Those were people from Europe. Those people were jealous of the success of the black people. Back in Tulsa, they had bricklayers, they had carpenters, they had doctors, lawyers, professors. They had businesses. But because they didn't get it, they bombed. They shot and they come. It's the same thing when they say these people come to see about George Floyd got shot. Ain't nobody said nothing about all these people that got shot. It's the same thing, the big lie. But when we wake up, the pain that they sent it to the black community is gonna reverse. And I'm sorry for all them brothers jump out the car shooting innocent people. That same pain gonna get you. The pain that you send it to other families, mothers crying, because you shooting about this white man dope, this white man alcohol, this white man cocaine. You ain't got no cocaine. You ain't got no diplomatic community. You buying into what he telling you. He putting guns and dope in the community. That's what happened to the Black Panthers. That's what happened to the Latin Kings. That's what happened to the Vice Lord. The Vice Lord was feeding children, but the man put that lie in the street. And that lie was put on the Blackstone Rangers, put on the Disciples. It was put on up in California. It was put on the Black Panther. They in jail. Some of the Bloods and Crips in jail today. Why they in jail? They in jail because of the lie. So they dangerous. Fake news. Lie to you that this man is dangerous. Here somebody come over, bomb New York, kill everybody. Don't nobody find out who did it for years later. The big lie. So we are dealing with the big lie. Yeah.
Verse 14 through 16. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. That I did to my substance, it being unperfect, and in that book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them.
I want to ask you this. What do you think black folks need to be doing in 2021? We just come out of this pandemic. What do you think that black folks around America should be doing now?
Should recognize and realize that this is the time to start this. This is because the Bible talks about the wealth of the wicked
Yes.
And this is the time that we need to take heed and tune to the blessings that are laid before us for the righteous of God.
Amen.
So we need to start trying to prepare and set up this. This is the time because the finances are there. They're laid out before us.
I feel that what you're saying is right. The money is there. Some other race, some other person to get it. If we fight each other, we should be trying to do business. We're trying to rebuild our neighborhood, the stores in our neighborhood. We should be able to try to.
And we're so easy. We've been killing each other. We're not paying attention.
It's a transfer of wealth. It's a transfer of economic. It's place called Jubilee.
That's right.
Jubilee means it's time for you, black man, black woman, to take your rightful place as the king and the queen. This world. And they know it, but you don't know it.
That's right.
And your children don't know it because their children don't know their history. They told them about Tarzan in the jungle. They didn't tell them about the king of Egypt, the dynasty that ran. They didn't tell them about that. So it's important for black men to stand up and black women to teach and begin to, it's time for black men to come together all over the United States. And whoever doing the shooting, if it's about the dope, stop the dope, about the alcohol, stop. These rappers that says shoot the rappers that rapping, doing all that and killing our women, our children, that's got to come to a stop. And the only way it can come to a stop, black men have to stand up and say, wait, enough is enough. I'm not looking for the army to stop it. I'm not looking for the police to stop it. Because the same police was in Hitler. They did the same police went around slavery up. So it's time for us now to look deep. I'm not looking for Congress, because Congress, the Republicans, don't believe that we have a resurgence. The Republicans, they so caught up in Trump, but they don't even understand the death that's going on, how they're killing the churches. So it's time, it's a fret not thyself with evil doers, they'll soon be cut down. Read the 37th number Psalm for me.
Evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt